bless you today. We appreciate you and we thank you for your presence. We ask in the name of Jesus that you glorify your name. Let your word transform lives, because your word is life transforming. It was by your word that all things were made. Nothing exists without the word of God. This is the word that has given birth to us. This is the word that we hear. And so we thank you, Lord, that as your word comes, your word is transforming, imparting, oh Lord, and doing miraculous things beyond the mindset and the abilities of men. The sick healed, lame walking, and various signs and wonders are performed in confirmation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can we have a seat? I wonder why we're seated. We're going to just pray, because I want you to agree with me. It is not yet confirmed yet, because I'm going to get a confirmation today. But if the confirmation I get today is a yes, if a confirmation we get today is a yes, by this time next week, we would have done our first television shooting in this place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're coming on telly. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so but I'm going to get a confirmation today. But I just want us to please pray with me. Agree with us in prayer that God will cause it to go through in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I believe we've got a message for the nations. We've got a message for the whole world about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so by the grace of God, we want to believe that God will. We will see this go through in Jesus' name. How many believe it's a good thing? Amen. I believe people need to hear about Christ. Amen. I know people, there are different facets of revelation coming, but I believe God is raising up voices that have been crying in the wilderness, and we're going to be hearing some voices on telly very soon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I listen to men like Joseph Prince, you listen to men like Chris Oyakhilome and how they dispense Christ, you know that God is about to bring voices that is going to really speak about him and him alone. Amen. And that is our focus. Our vision is to present Christ to the nations and to let people know that being in Christ is not a religious thing. It's a life-transforming thing. It's a reality. It's something you can touch and you can feel. Amen. The program is going to be called Christ the One New Man. That's what it's going to be called. Christ the One New Man. So we're going to be having a Christ the One New Man. So you're going to see myself one day say, oh, we're here. We present to you Christ the One New Man. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe it's good? So join me in prayer. Father, we pray for Christ the One New Man. Lord, that it will go through right now. Lord, today we are believing you for a positive response, so that next week we can start the shooting, and we believe that the finances, everything is already provided, and this program, Christ the One New Man, shall really change the destinies of people in nation, tribe, tongue. Lord, it will gather armies for the end time and prepare people to meet the Lord. It will open the eyes of people to see that the things we see here are not the end. There are other things beyond these four walls that we have known that is waiting for the people of God in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. About some couple of weeks ago before our last program, the prophetic occupation, God spoke to us and began to speak to us, which I cannot finish. And I was tempted to go into other things, but I really feel I need to still press more into that word, which is the mystery of giving and receiving. Which God, if you remember, God began to talk to us about the mystery of giving and receiving. And I just want to conclude this word in this session, because I believe that giving and receiving is something that we as the body of Christ have to come into a revelation of it. God put in my heart that it is an area that people have misinterpreted. Some people have been long in the Lord. If you ask them, why do you give? If you ask a typical Christian, why do you give offering in the church? Why do you give tithes? Why do you give to missions? Why do you give to this? The answer will be, number one, to help the work of God. Number two, to go to maybe so that to obey God, so that God can bless them. Number two, that God can bless them, you know. Number three, that there is a particular problem in their life that if they give, they are sowing to that problem so that God can intervene in those things. Amen. And those reasons, well, are they right? Are they wrong? I can't say they are right. I can't say they are wrong because people will always have scriptural backing to back these things. Amen. But one thing I see is that God said there is a mystery more than that that will make people, whether they are rich or poor, whether you are abounding or not, giving is just a lifestyle. It is not, and I want to submit to you today, and this is what God has was sent me to tell you and to tell the body of Christ, that all those reasons, there might be truth attached to it, but in the heart of heaven, the purpose and the reason why God asks people to give is not primarily because of those reasons. Because if it is that reason, that means God's hand is very short. That means God too is in heaven scratching his head. I say, this is my son that I've told him to go and tell him. How are we going to provide for him now? What are we going to do? It's like God too is sending people on assignment, but scratching his head on how to support them and what he has sent them. Praise the Lord. And I keep asking myself, even me, when I send my son on an errand, I don't send him and not give him what he needs to be able to do that assignment. Even men who are stupid in this world and sinners in this world, I notice that when they employ me on the day I get employed, from that very day, they will tell you, in order to do your job very well, we have put all these things in place. You are going to need a computer, so here it is. You are going to need this, here it is. Even more than that, they will even say that because your work determines the type of work you are doing, it's a mind thing. You need to be well concentrated. You don't need to be rushing. You don't need, so we're going to give you a company car. We're going to pay for your petrol. We're going to pay for your petrol. Hallelujah. And we're going to make sure that we give you some this benefit and that benefit, so that there will be no excuse you can come to work and be there. Because what you are going to do, if you do it well, this company will really multiply. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I keep thinking that if men who are evil knows how to give good things to their own like that, how much more our Heavenly Father, who is even loving. Are you understanding me? And you see, these are things that have been challenging my heart. Because it got to a point in my life, I said, Lord, I don't want religion. I mean, I thank God for what our fathers have known. But there are things better that we can press into. Because if our fathers, if all they know is everything, Jesus should have come, we should have raptured. There are things still to press into, God. And I begin to say, Lord, this area, what are the mysteries of it? And God said, the bottom line, the foundational thing for giving is a revelation of who you are. If you don't know who you are, you will not be able to know why you really, God demands us to give. The reason why I'm telling you this, I want to sum it to you. Giving is a covenant thing. It starts from a covenant thing. It starts from who you are, who you became. Are you getting me? It's because you became a child of God. It's because you became a child of God, you were born of God. And because you were born of God, the abilities of God came into you. I'm telling you, the everything that God is, you became that. Listen to me. If you don't understand that, let me tell you, somebody can tell me, let it be to you according to your faith. Oh, am I, God, the Holy Spirit is just bringing so many things into my heart just now. Let me tell you this. There was a man in the Bible. The man had so much faith. He said, Lord, just speak the word. Speak the word, but my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. He had faith. And Jesus Christ said, this is great faith. He was a Gentile. But he said, Jesus, when they told Jesus that this man needs your help. Jesus said that we'll go to his house. While Jesus was on the way, before Jesus got to his house, he said, Lord, you don't need to come to my house. I have enough faith to believe you that you can touch and heal this boy. That was his faith. It was great faith and it worked. Amen. But there was another man who also had great faith. He was an Israelite. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, I am coming to your house right now. And he went to prepare the house. Jesus stepped into his house and Jesus said, salvation has come to this house now. In other words, salvation means everything that is of God, everything that God has brought to the world to save men has come to this home. But there was another man, his faith worked. But Jesus said, I'm coming to your house. He said, no, about my house, stay away. But I have faith for you to believe and to get things from you, even though you are not in my house. In other words, Jesus, if you come to my house, salvation will come. Everything about my life has to change. But I only want you about this matter. I'm only interested about this matter. And I have faith concerning this healing. Did it work? It worked. And Jesus said, this is faith. It is according to your faith I will answer you. But God, more than just God touching one boat, another part, one after the other, God wants to come into your entire being and bring the entire salvation package. God wants to come. God says salvation has come to this house. In other words, everyone in that family, every generation, everything has turned concerning them. They have changed completely. They don't need to say, Lord, this. They are not asking for this anymore. They are now the blessing. Are we hearing me? It's different. But both of them had what they wanted. Both of them got what they wanted. And so what I'm telling you is that God is trying to bring the body of Christ into the place whereby he can say salvation has come to this house. And that house is your body. That house is us. That salvation that has come is what I'm preaching to you. Are you getting me? I can come and I can preach one thing to you about one little thing. But God said, no, the key thing is a great salvation that touches your entire being. Your spirit, your soul, your body, your marriage, your finance, your relationship with God, everything at a whole. And in terms of giving, God, I'm telling you, God has asked you to give today. Not because he wants anything from you. Not because he lacks anything. But it's because he has given birth to you. And when he gave birth to you, all his abilities came into your being. Are you understanding me? I said this the last time. I have 4 children. The day I gave birth to them, everything of me was already in them. I can walk, they had legs. The difference was that they didn't know how to use the legs. But because they cannot walk, it would be stupid for me to say they don't have legs. Because my child is still under 1 year old and he cannot walk. And so because he cannot walk, I said, oh, he is born without a leg. That is stupid. Because God is a God of holiness. He's authoritative. He has dominion. He has power. When he speaks, it comes to pass. When the day you were born of God, you became holy. The love of God came to you. You became a holy man. The holiness of God came to you. His faith came to you. Everything you can think of God, you had it already. That's why God said, be holy because I am holy. Are you getting me? Everything that God is came to you. Now, one of the things that God is love. The love of God also came to you. You had love. Amen. But just as, because my little 1 day old or 2 day old child does not walk, it is stupid for me to say it doesn't have leg. If the same way it is stupid for you to look at the child of God because they are not yet manifesting love outside to say they don't have love, it's as if that's stupid. It is because we don't know what's that. Religiosity tells us Christianity is about your effort. Christianity is about what you do first. Let me tell you, my son would take my pride as a father If everything that he does depends on what he do, he wakes up one morning, "Dad, I'm going to school. I need money for lunch." "But wait, Dad. Papa, can you see? I've paid for it. I've suffered for it, Dad. Give me now." Say, "Son, why do you need to do that? Just to prove to you that I'm worthy of it. I've only taken myself through that pain to you for you to know that I'm worthy of it." And he just said that thinking, "I'm happy. Do you think I'll be happy? I'm going to come to you. You are my son. You're my child. Don't need to do that. It's my responsibility. You are doing that. You are telling me that I'm not a good father. You are taking my privilege of my pride over you as a dad. You are making me like a boss, because one day you can look at me and say, I pay for everything. You don't have right to say anything over my life." Praise the Lord. And we see, when we come to, that is why a lot of people, they can give to God today, give to God tomorrow, because when we present and say that, give to God so that he can do this for you, so it's a mentality that I'm doing this, so God has to do this. We are not saying it out, but our heart is saying it. So when you don't see things happen in your life, we get angry with God and people backslide and say, "This thing does not work, because I expected God, I sowed my seed." And they are angry, and we look to heaven. But we, because of the fear of God, we can't curse God. And we look at the pastor and say, "Man of God, your pastor, pastor, I have sacrificed this post. But look at my life." Hallelujah. The gospel begins, we turn it from the glory that God should get. Bible says we should give God the praise of the glory of his grace. God wants the praise of the glory of his grace. In order we are